Raised my right hand along with 11 third graders from El Sereno Elementary School, and I took the oath of office. The Hollenbeck Boyle Heights community is a very important community to me, and that's why I'm honored to be here tonight celebrating with you the opening of the new Hollenbeck Community Police Department station. It's a special day for this neighborhood, the Hollenbeck Boyle Heights communities. It's a special day for the Los Angeles Police Department, but more importantly, it's a special day for all of us here to know that we are fighting the trend of criminality. This city, crime has dropped to historic lows, and that's because of my friends, the mayor, Villaraigosa, who's made it a big part of his effort as mayor to strengthen the Los Angeles Police Department, to one of the finest chiefs this police department has ever had, Chief Bratton. Stand up, Chief. And he's a short timer, and this city cannot thank you enough. And I'll tell you how important it is, because they fought the tide of tightening budgets to get it done. Their vision was this new Boyle Heights Hollenbeck Police Station, this community station, and it's here. But being a department head myself, and I've only been in government, 75, 80 days? I've learned one thing. I don't do the heavy lifting. The heavy lifting is done by the people right underneath me. And so I want to acknowledge some of the heavy lifters besides the chief. Chief McDonald, please stand up, guys. Let everybody know who you are. Chief Paysinger, Chief Hara, Chief Pappas, stand up. You might want to stand on the chair, Chief. Chief Diaz. And all the command staff, the command staff that's here, let me just tell you, these are the guys that put in place the vision of Chief Bratton, and they do the heavy lifting. Through good times and not through good times, we need to make sure that the residents of this city are safe, that you out here are safe. The one and most important job of government, is public safety. It does absolutely no good if we have all the programs in the world if you can't go outside of your home and feel safe. And it's institutions like the Los Angeles Police Department that do that for us. This wonderful new police station stands as a testament to their commitment, to the city's commitment, to securing our neighborhoods, and to working with the community to get it done. Now, I can't leave here tonight without acknowledging a couple of people that helped get it done. One is Senior Lead Officer Austin Fernald, who's here in this station, whose father was a Hollenbeck police officer. Officer Jeff Norat, who was recognized by the LA Times for his gang prevention efforts. For the mayor's gang reduction and youth development program, Summer Nights Lights program, the manager, Miguel Leon. Miguel, where are you? And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, I go to work every day with a tie. That's why I was glad to take it off, to be honest with you. But I want to recognize the people in my office who are here tonight. They're not getting paid. They're here tonight because they are committed to this community. And that is from our gang unit, Deputy City Attorney Jeannie Llewellyn, Neighborhood Prosecutor Veronica D'Alba. Please stand up, guys. Please stand up. The gang czar within the City Attorney's Office, Bruce Reardon. Where are you, Bruce? And ladies and gentlemen, 40 years of prosecutorial excellence. This next gentleman, the chief of my criminal division, Chief Earl Thomas. I'm so proud to be your friend. I have every confidence that as we move forward, you know, at least in my mind, and I know that those others that have been elected, Councilman Huisar and Reyes, that your best interest is in our hearts and in our mind. And I pledge to you this. I pledge to you, one, honesty, integrity, and safety. This city will be a better place in 4 years and an even better place in 8 years, I promise. Thank you very much.